I would definitely rather be happy all the time than the other way around. His wife says that Malcolm is now like a big kid. When he starts laughing, everyone in the room laughs with him, and that everyone misses him when he's not there. Fortunately, we don't need to have a stroke in order to be happy. In fact, Proverbs 15:15 reminds us that for the despondent, every day brings trouble. But for the happy in heart, life is a continual feast. So I can choose to be happy today, and I'm going to do it. That'll be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Behind that last front yesterday, we get a slight break today in that it won't be quite as humid. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 87. Generally clear tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. That's not too bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. High around 89. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, should be a dry day with a high around 86. Lots of sun. On Sunday, could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area, mid-80s. Slight chance of a shower Monday as a front moves through. And boy, oh boy, that is the cold front we are waiting for on Monday. Tuesday will be great. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We have another winner of an Amazon Echo in the name game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Congratulations to Rick Helms, the latest winner in the name game from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo. Register at our website to play the name game and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh-smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same-day and next-day service plus drive-up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
right, guys, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome back into News and Views. Jack Campbell is out, as he is each and every Thursday, most each and every Thursday, and usually about a half hour to 3 hours of the rest of the week. And 84 doing a fantastic job filling that very large shoe.
How you doing?
I do want to let you guys know that we have a business spotlight today.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
David Ernest from Ernest Financial joins us. You may have remembered hearing David Ernest at 6 o'clock. I think you're now airing at 7 o'clock. Is that correct?
Right.
David Ernest joins us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Baron. How are you doing?
Doing well. For the folks that don't have the opportunity to listen in the evening and maybe are meeting you for the first time, tell them what you do.
Well, I'm into the financial arena. I'm what you would call a non-mainstream financial type of advisor. I don't trust the government. I think that taxes are going to get worse, and I don't like reporting your money to the IRS. So that's me in a nutshell. I do believe that we do need to use remnants of the stock market, but I also believe in protection. In other words, I do think there may be a major possible correction on the horizon.
No, there's a massive correction. I'll say it. You can't say it. I think there's a massive correction coming. And I think if people don't take steps to protect themselves, they're going to be sorry.
Yeah, but I'm the kind of guy you'd want to call.
You can't say that, but I can say that.
I can't say it as strongly as you said it. I can say it in a roundabout way, I can say that I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Tell us how people get in touch with you. What's the process like? How do they meet you for the first time? You know, do you like to do in-person, telephone? You like to grab dinner? How do you do it? What's the David Ernest
type? Well, you can meet me any way you want to. You can, but right now, every Thursday night at Folk Lorelli's Pizza at 8125 Decker Lane. That's across from Arrowhead, next in the same shopping center that has Tang's Alterations, Anytime Fitness, right in front of Barrington Apartments. Every Thursday at 6 p.m. and going on up to about 8 p.m., we will have a meet and greet with anyone who wants to come. And if you heard this on the radio, all you've got to do is use this phrase: reverse compound interest. If you tell the waitress that, you will get 40% off your meal, and this is every Thursday night. And you'll get to hobnob with me and my cohort.
Reverse will compound
Sky be there?
Interest.
Sky Mosley will be there.
Okay.
Reverse compound interest.
And just, you know, I don't have time on this break to explain what that means, but that will save your life.
He's so understated. Have you noticed this? He's so reserved.
Just come out
it
of
will
his jail.
Save your life.
Save that your is, savings. Save your retirement.
That is incredible. Reverse compound interest. So you say you're non-conventional or non-mainstream. What does that mean?
That means that I have the nerve to tell you some things that you won't hear out of an ordinary advisor because of a lot of different things I'm not going to talk about.
Sure.
That you can read between the lines. But essentially, I do not trust the government. I do think that we will have means testing in the future, especially on the folks that are young. Anybody who's not really, really, really old right now, get ready, because I know that Trump is trying to drop our taxes, and I hope he does, but I don't think it will last because, you know, we go in cycles and things like that, and we do know that Social Security will be insolvent in the near future.
Won't they have to do something like means testing with the state of Social Security, or either it just completely goes away?
Politicians are pretty shrewd. My guess is that they won't let it go away. They'll say, we haven't changed it. But by the way, you know, if you work too much now, even if you retire a little young, they take it away. They call it a tax. It's nothing but mean testing, because if you have money, they take it away. Redistribution of wealth, that kind of thing. So I think that you really should get ready for that, meaning you want your retirement to be, if you can, and we know how to do this, you want your retirement to be something that's tax-free when it pays out to you.
How do people get in touch with you? What's the cell phone number? What's the website? What's the best way to reach David Ernest?
You can reach me on my phone number at 334-279-7431. Just leave a message. That's 334-279-7431. It's set up for messages. I'll get back with you. Or you can meet me at Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night between 6 and 8 p.m.
6 and 8 p.m., Folcarelli's, that's tonight. You also, 279-7431.
Correct.
And, David, we appreciate you coming by. This has been very informative, and I hope people get in touch with you.
Well, thank you, Barrett, and I've enjoyed speaking, and, you know, I love talking. That's, my wife says I love talking too much.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that about myself. You must be alone on that. Glad you're here to carry the conversation, because we're a couple of quiet bugs over here.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Man. Ernest, thank you. Ernest Financial, check him out. We'll be back.
Some kind of way out of here.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have our moving sale going on. Never had a sale like this before. And diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You can never go wrong with a diamond. And they are on sale. We are almost giving away 55% off even our Forever Mark diamonds with our partnership with De Beers. You better believe it. You're going to get the highest quality diamonds for the lowest possible price. And I'll guarantee that. You heard me. The highest quality diamond for the lowest price, much less than the internet or anything else. Vaughan and Taylor Road, Cornerstone Shops. We're open 7 days a week.
A hometown tradition, southern cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land. Countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hey y'all, Mark from Country's Barbecue here, cater man, with more Did You Know facts. Did you know our quick cater packages come with everything needed to tailgate, party, or picnic, except the blanket? Did you know our piglet, a hog, and chef salad packages are pig-o-licious for smaller groups? Did you know our containers keep hot and the cold cold, and our caters allow you to set up anywhere? Did you know we cater inside, outside, in homes, and in businesses? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you. Now that you know it, come on down and enjoy it.
Country's, the way folks down here like it. Country's Barbecue.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luquire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luquire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now is the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luquire and we will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luquire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbyluquire.com.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and for the first time this year, we are having our highly acclaimed October sale. Nothing is held back. Beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases, and of course, the area's largest selection of mattresses. Hey, I have to interrupt this ad because our sale was too hot to handle, and my Montgomery store caught on fire. We are still open on one end of the building with plenty of fresh inventory at other warehouses. Our Millbrook location has a full selection of mattresses and beds. Hopefully, renovation will be fast. Thanks for your prayers and support. I now return you to this exciting October sale ad. Do not ever buy a mattress without lying on it. With around 90 mattresses to choose from, many unique to this area, why would you not stop in and check us out? We are a locally owned discounter with inventory on hand and excellent customer service. No interest financing and delivery are available. For a no-pressure shopping experience, visit us in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Supplies are limited, so hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
10 o'clock. I'm glad you guys can't hear me singing before the mics come on.
Yaman.
Yaman. I like Bob Marley.
Oh, I do Bob too. Marley.
I also like this new Amazon Echo. What a cool little product. The people that have these just absolutely love it. And we're running a special, a little promo right now. And here's what we're doing for the entire month of October. All you have to do is go to our website, newstalk931.com. Newstalk931.com. You register your name to win a free Amazon Echo. And here's how we do it. We have a big old basket. And we pull a name out of there. Every day, we pull a name out during the 9 o'clock hour. And then we run ads during the 9 o'clock hour. Listen to the ads. If you hear your name, you have 1 hour, the rest of that hour, to call us at 377-ECHO. 377-ECHO, and you will be able to claim your Amazon Echo. If you do not,
another name's drawn.
Your name goes back into the hat, and we will continue to draw the next name. The next hour we draw, and the next hour we draw, and the next until we get a winner for that day. Weekdays only, doing it for the entire month of October, and we could only do it with our very generous sponsors, McGriff Paint and Auto. Walt McGriff and his team at McGriff Paint and Auto Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. Give McGriff a call at 264-3453 or go see Walt McGriff in person at 1614 Bell Street. But don't forget about our other sponsor on the Amazon Echo promotion, Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing. It is a complete metal roofing solution. They're opening this month on Plantation Way in Montgomery. They've been serving roofers for over 20 years with 4 locations in Florida. Currently, they're a leader in innovative metal roofing design, manufacturing,
and
supply.
Best in the business.
And they have over 40 color options and 9 metal panel profiles. It's a start-to-finish metal roofing solution. Give them a call today for a free quote and free metal roof visualizer. 888-393-0335. 888-393-0335. Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing. 84 sitting in for Jack Campbell. Lori on the horn.
They don't make pellets, though.
No, they don't. They don't make any pellets.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Lori.
Hey.
How you doing?
I had a comment about something I called in and talked to you about yesterday, Baron. I told you that Goodell told them they had to stand up.
Yes.
I called and asked Greg's and Joey's opinion yesterday afternoon, and Greg had looked a lot of it up, and he says he asked them to stand up.
Okay.
That's two different things.
Well, we'll
telling
find out
somebody
on Sunday
to do something and asking
we'll
them.
We'll find out on Sunday, but someone else is going to have to tell me because I'm not watching.
Well, I don't have any internet, so I don't have any way to look up and see what he said. Mm-hmm. But, and two, I wanted to just mention, we raised 4 kids. Between 12 and 17 is terrible. It's like a nightmare. And you got it coming.
Well, thank you.
But,
thank you for pointing that out.
You're not quite there yet. Yours are young babies still.
Hey,
but
I would extend that period from 2 to 19 is a terrible period.
Well, yeah, I did. I have a 2-year-old that used to flush that. I had to take the toilet up twice.
Hey, let me tell you what I have. I have at my house a 21, 22-month-old. And when he's upset, when you tell him no about something, he starts blinking his right eye. And I'm not sure why he does it. He looks at you sideways and blinks his right eye.
And he's giving you the evil eye.
Yes, and I don't know where he picked it up. I don't do that. I don't know anyone.
He's giving you
I don't know anyone.
You've got a tick.
Huh?
You've got a tick.
Yeah. But he does this. He blinks that right eye and looks at you like, you son of a...
Well, yeah, that's the evil eye.
Yeah. So they're bad at 22 months, I can assure you.
But, yeah, I just think that's a bad mistake. We'll just have to see what works out. I guess they're going to call it the Unisex Scouts.
Uniscouts.
There you go.
Uniscouts. Now we figured it out. Everybody wants to be a Uniscout.
Oh.
I remember my time in the Uniscouts. Thanks, Lori.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye, Lori.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. The inimitable 84 sitting in for Jack Campbell. Clint.
Hey.
Hey.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Gentlemen.
That's what you say when you're getting off the phone, not when you're starting. Good day, sir.
All right. Hey, in your first hour, you were talking about Elmore County and the judicial system or whatever?
Well, we were talking about a particular case, not the judicial system as a whole, but go ahead.
Yeah. You know,
you're taking
well,
a chance here, Clint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He might
get my brother was murdered in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Very sorry to hear that.
In 1981. And they recovered the murder weapon, which was a .38. But, let me tell you what Elmore County did. The two police officers that come on the scene, they handled the gun between each other and had their fingerprints on it.
Okay.
And the judge threw it out of court. Okay. He had two other set of fingerprints on it.
And where was this? This was in what county?
Wetumpka, Elmore County.
Oh, Elmore County. Got you. Okay.
Yes, sir. So the judge throws the pistol out of court as evidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's two other sets of fingerprints on that weapon. But they never investigated that.
Okay.
But I will give the judge, he brought in the two police officers, me and my dad, and my brothers were in his office, and he took their badges.
Okay.
He told them, my two officers, you'll never be a police officer again in the state of Alabama.
All right, let's get there. Where are we going?
Well, just going back what you were saying, you know, Elmore County, they...
Now, how long ago was that, though? That's been a while.
36 years.
Well, like, okay, you can't hold the sin. You can't hold it against Sheriff Franklin, who was in fifth grade even, 36 years ago.
Were they even a city back then?
I don't think so. I don't even think Elmore County existed. They were just part of the Creek Indian Territory.
Well, I'm just letting you know, the thing goes on in Elmore County that they do not investigate and they don't look at it.
I understand it was a tragic moment in your life, and I can't even put myself in your shoes. I'm not making light of it at all. But it was 36 years ago. I mean, that was 1980, 1981. You can't hold that against the current crop of people over there. We're totally different judge. I mean, the judges, the sheriffs, the police.
They're all dead.
They're either dead or the ones that are there now were like in third grade at the time. I mean, you can't hold that against them. But thank you for your call, Clinton. I'm sorry you went through
that. I agree
with
that.
Yeah, certainly. 272-9228. Don't forget this hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com, ALAHomeMortgage.com. They have that Blink Link application. You can just click that, and it'll take you right to the online application. It's encrypted, it's safe, it's secure. It stays right here in the River Region, and you get your decision very, very rapidly. You can send that anytime. Doesn't have to be banker's hours. And Kim Williams will get that addressed in her River Region office and get you a decision right away. Whether it's refinancing, first home purchase, second home purchase, vacation home purchase, lake, mountain, beach home, cabin, doesn't matter. She can get you squared away. Kim Williams,
and
Alabama Home
And she will
home
give
mortgage.
You great advice, too.
She really does give you fantastic advice. Her NMLS number 1586368, she is an equal housing lender.
Saw her Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, throw that phone number away. Drive by and see her.
She loves when
she is so fun.
She's on Peace Church Road, which is the road heading towards Emerald Mountain.
Yeah.
Go up there, and she's, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile up that road on the right. You'll see it. It says Alabama Home Mortgage.
Big green sign out there.
Yeah, you can't beat it at all.
Hey, I meant to say something to Lori while we had her on the phone, and I forgot. She was talking about her Native American heritage the other day.
Correct.
Y'all were talking about names. Mm-hmm. Actually, in my genealogy, and you're going to think I'm making this up, but we have some full-blooded Native Americans about four generations back on my paternal grandmother's side.
Okay.
And their names listed in the genealogy are Mad Dog and Big Woman.
That is awesome.
Their names, is that not
Bad the Dog and
name?
Big Woman?
How a Mad Dog, huh?
I don't know which I think is cooler. Honestly,
maybe that explains something about
me. Let
me
tell you, if you go by Big Woman, you're either very awesome Or your...
She couldn't have been, because my great-grandmother, she looked like an engine. And she was the teeniest little thing. Grandmother Wingard was.
No. But, Big Woman doesn't have to refer to weight or size or anything. But you got to be awesome to have a name like Big Woman. Yeah. You really have to be... And to be able to be called that and oh, man, that's awesome. I'm sorry. You've got cool ancestors.
Mad Dog.
And Big Woman.
And they had a son, named him 2020.
You follow Bitcoin at all?
No, I do not, other than just hearing. I've heard you talk about it some.
I'm a big Joey's fan and investor in
all
Bitcoin.
All over it. I think Joey did a show, one of his shows or something about it.
No, I'm a big fan, a big investor. It dropped down to $2,980. It dropped down under $3,000 in September. It is now back over $5,200. So if you bought the dip, you almost doubled your money in a month. This stuff, back in the summer, I think I picked some up in the $1,300, $1,500 range, picked some more up for about, $1,800, $2,000. It's just, I don't know where the sky is ending on Bitcoin, and I don't know if it's all a big scam and it's all going to collapse.
Sounds like you're buying lunch today.
Look at that. Look at the time. I got plans. I got to start getting out of here.
You got a meeting?
Yeah, I got a meeting to get to. That's why I dressed up so much today. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. Who's this?
Hey, this is Weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah. So they give you a little bit of power there, 84, and then you start telling these lame butt stories.
Hey, I learned from the master, Greg Budell.
Yeah, of course. So what was this about the Uniscout? Is this a joke or is this something in the works?
No, here's the headline. We cover this during the 9 o'clock hour. An historic shift, Boy Scouts to expand girls' participation. They're going to start letting girls in the Boy Scouts.
Well, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Congratulations. Scout's honor. I think his phone cut off.
Oh, Weeks. Where'd you go, man? Here we go. You're back now.
Yeah. Last thing we heard was you're an Eagle Scout.
Oh, yeah. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I have a daughter. And so, if that's something that goes into place, then I will certainly take advantage of that for her sake. Okay. Never thought that, my daughter could be an Eagle Scout. But that being said, I was always against the whole homosexual leaders, anything to put, and simply because of this. Boy Scouts is a place that is asexual. At least it should be. And to put any kind of label on anything is to say that somebody is sexually active. Period. To say I'm homosexual is to say, whatever, if you put that on there. So.
You don't believe all this. You're just saying this because someone put you up to this. You're not serious when you call and say you can't label someone a boy or a girl.
No. I may be hypothetical on some of these things.
Let me ask you a question. You called and told me you had a girl, and you thought she could be an Eagle Scout now, and that excites you. Then you turn around
and tell me you can't label anyone
a boy or a girl. Well, you did.
Now, hold on. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I personally, as a male, and I'm not saying that it excites me. I'm saying that I was just saying that that's something that I can take advantage of for her sake. But I'm not. I'm against that. Certainly, I don't think there's any place for girls in the Boy Scouts. Because it's a distraction from the whole point of the organization.
Well, hold on, Nat. But you called to tell me you were going to put your daughter into Eagle Scouts.
I called to say 84 is telling lame butt stories, but I heard that.
My brain is twisted up like a pretzel after this.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with any of this.
Can I ask you questions? Because we're getting a far field here. Sure. Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a daughter.
Are you going to put her into Scouts?
I'm not sure yet. Girl Scouts, possibly.
Okay. So you're not going to...
I'm not going to advocate for girls being Boy Scouts.
But if she could get in, would you put her in the Boy Scouts?
I don't know. Possibly.
Okay. I'm very confused.
If I'm there, that's the thing, is parental involvement is so key. Boy Scouts is a great organization. There are so many single moms that put their kids in there, and that's great. Because there is that male influence, and I think that's such a great thing. But the parental involvement is so important, too. You can't just, it's not daycare.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call, Weeks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
I just got to respectfully disagree. I mean, I have a 19, 15, and 13-year-old daughter, and the last damn thing I'm going to do is send them on a camping trip.
With boys?
With a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
Because they are drop-dead gorgeous.
I tend to agree with everything you just said, including your drop-dead gorgeous daughters, and I would not advocate sending them into the woods with 15-year-old
boys. It's hard enough to keep the boys away as it is.
I'll tell you during the break someone told me about the difference between having a girl and a boy. During the break, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know, because he told me that in church.
Yeah, same guy. All right, my friends, I want you guys to go by and visit.
Are you listening out there, JT?
I want you guys to go by and visit High Tech Solutions. They're on the Atlanta Highway, just next to Cartridge World. That's on this side of the Atlanta Highway. I mean, the east side of Atlanta Highway, next to Cartridge World, over by the Walmart there on the Atlanta Highway. They do services on Macs or PCs, so it doesn't matter what your machine is. You can bring it in for service, Macs or PCs. They also sell accessories as well as computers and parts and High Tech Solutions can service your office networking issues. They also install networks. Not only do they repair and replace and all that networks, keep it up and running, and can teach you how to use it and all that. They're a one-stop shop. 271-0179. 271-0179. Do me a favor when you go into High Tech Solutions, would you? And I know it's hard to do this. Some people just want to go in and act like, just tell them you heard it on News and Views. Tell them you heard it on News Talk 93.1 FM. Tell them you heard Baron and Jack talking about it in 84. They'll appreciate it, and so will we. So go buy High Tech Solutions on Atlanta Highway next to Cartridge World. And when you're there, you'll thank me because it's very, very easy. Very, very easy.
We got to worry about them all.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Damn one of them. We'll be back.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
20% off. 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved, and Brubaker will take any trade-in, regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay, and you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified license, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $299 at inception, plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offers don't.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Behind that last front yesterday, we get a slight break today in that it won't be quite as humid. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 87. Generally clear tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. That's not too bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. High around 89. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, should be a dry day with a high around 86. Lots of sun. On Sunday, could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area, mid-80s. Slight chance of a shower Monday as a front moves through. And boy, oh, boy, that is the cold front we are waiting for on Monday. Tuesday will be great. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and Views, 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got 84 in the studio. Jack Campbell is out. Don't forget this hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friend over at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams. Her number, 567-4223. You can also find her online, alahomemortgage.com, or just drive up Peace Church Road. That's the road that leads to Emerald Mountain. Look on the right-hand side not long after you get on Peace Church Road. There's a little building over there with a nice big old green sign that says Alabama Home Mortgage. Stop in there. She will not mind you stopping in.
And you know what's on that sign?
Huh?
567-4223.
Her phone number?
Oh, yeah.
567-4223. Let's talk to Bob, shall we?
Good morning.
Morning,
Good
Bob.
Morning. Hey, Bob.
Hey, listen, I thought about a comment you had made a few months back when I saw a feature story on WSFA yesterday evening about a man from Hopeful who was an arsonist, and several counts were whatever were listed on the television screen, and the guy is getting off, as I understood it, with no penalty.
I saw that.
For what he had done.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, well, Barron talked about the judicial situation in Elmore County a few months back, but it reminded me of your comments, and I began to wonder, well, what is home cooking or what is going on?
Here's the problem. I've not been a big fan of the 19th Judicial Circuit. That's Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton counties.
Right.
I've spoken freely and openly about it. I don't feel the need to bash him every day. I mean, that's, you know.
Right. I understand that.
But people know where I stand on it. And this is one reason why. You get inconsistent things. I mean, you know, if you're a friend of a judge or a friend of a lawyer or a friend of somebody, you're treated a little differently than someone else. And that's just part of the problem. Not the major problem, but part of the problem.
Right. Well, that's sad, but again, it went back. I remembered your comment about the judicial district. Well, keep informing us, and you guys have a good day.
All right, Bob. We appreciate your phone call, buddy.
What's your name? Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey. Oh. All right. Thanks. 272-9228.
Kills my ears when that happens.
What? When somebody hangs up? Yeah. Like that?
Come on, Mr. Producer.
No, I can keep making noises. Listen. I can make that noise all day. I just wanted you to know he actually hung up. It wasn't just a loud clicking noise or whatever. All right. Something happened in East Montgomery yesterday that bothered me. Someone sent me this story early, and it was terrifying. Investigators of the Montgomery Police Department looking for the suspect who robbed a man of cash Wednesday morning. Now here's.
Was it on Bo Holt's porch?
No. Police would only confirm the robbery happened in a parking lot of a business in the 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. Well, immediately, the first thing I did was open up Google Maps and open up 9100 East Chase Parkway, to which I found a terrifying situation because this is a parking lot I spend a lot of time in. I'm not going to start naming all the businesses there, but it's the last block before you get to Chantilly on the right-hand side. All right, so that, well, it's actually both sides. You've got, I'll name the business. You've got the McDonald's. You've got the new little strip center right there. You've got a bank right there. You got a grocery store right there.
Right with the Taco Bell and all those.
It's down further. It's all the way
beyond that.
All the way when you get to the light. Like you're coming from the mall, you go all the way to the light. There's, you know, there's all that stuff right there.
It didn't say which side of the road it was on.
Didn't say which side, didn't say which business, and frankly don't know that it really matters which business because of the situation.
But I can take a pretty good guess where it happened.
Rob a man of cash in the morning. It's I don't know. Look, guys, keep your eyes peeled and your head on a swivel. That's the only thing I can say.
And a pistol in your pocket.
I didn't want to go there, but yeah, keep a pistol in your pocket.
That's my opinion.
Keep a pistol in your pocket. It's you can't outrun crime. I mean, I do think there's some parts of town you're less likely to be involved in a robbery or a murder than others, but that's a pretty swanky part of town right there. Let me tell you, I am in that parking lot on a, not a daily basis, but 3 to 5 day a week basis.
Yeah.
And I've never once in my life thought that I was in danger of being robbed in that parking lot. And there you go. There you go. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jim. I'm just going to shed some light on that story.
Please, I know nothing about it.
I got home last night about 5 or so, and I get a text from my daughter who she says, hey, one of my employees got robbed this morning at the bank. I said, oh, crap. He was making the deposit for their local store. But fortunately this time there wasn't much cash in the bank, or you know, most retail stores I don't think they take much cash anymore, so that was the only good thing about it. But he was in a bank parking lot.
Okay.
And he was making a deposit for a retail store for these days.
Gosh, that's scary.
Yeah. It scared me since my daughter's the one making those deposits sometimes.
Yeah. Mm.
But she says I always go through the drive-thru, though. Oh, yeah, it's scary.
I'm telling you.
And I told her the same thing you just said. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep it out of that phone.
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes peeled. And if they ask for it, give them anything and everything they want.
That's right.
Here are the keys to my car. Here's my phone. Here's my purse. Here's the money. And, yeah. You know, I'm just going to slowly walk that way. I don't really remember what you look like, sir.
Yeah.
You know? If you'll just let me crawl on my hands and knees over the middle of that parking lot. Then when he gets in your car, start shooting.
Yeah.
All right, friend. Thanks for illuminating that a little bit. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
272-9228 is the telephone number. If you want to get in, 272-9228 will put you squarely on the radio. Don't forget about our promotion we're running right now, this Amazon Echo promotion. Everybody needs to be in on this. Every single body needs to be in on this. It is absolutely easy to do. Very, very easy to do. Here's what you do. You go to our website, Newstalk931.com. Newstalk931.com. Register your name and you have a chance to win a free Amazon Echo every weekday between now and the end of October. Every day during the 9 o'clock hour, you'll hear a name called. You'll have the rest of the hour to call 377-ECHO, E-C-H-O, to claim your Amazon Echo. And if not, we'll do it during the 10 o'clock hour. If it's not claimed, we'll do it during the 11 o'clock hour. So forth and so on until we get a winner, and we could not do this without our incredibly generous sponsors. And we want to make sure you know about Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing, Complete Metal Roofing Systems, opening this month on Plantation Way in Montgomery. Been serving roofers for over 20 years with 4 locations in Florida. They're now the leader in innovative metal roofing design, manufacture, supply. Over 40 colors, 9 different metal panel profiles, start-to-finish metal roofing solutions. For your free quote and free metal roof visualizer, call 888-393-0335. That's Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing. And don't forget about McGriff Paint and Auto also. Walt McGriff and his team at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service have been keeping the River Region going since 1949. So give McGriff a call at 264-3453. 864-3453 or go see Walt McGriff in person, 1614 Bell Street, just across from Maxwell Air Force Base. 84 and Baron Coleman will continue in mere moments. Jack Campbell will be back in the morning. News and Views continues on the other side.
All these haters on Facebook.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped-up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional, rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
United.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with some good news to help you change your old non-efficient system out.
We now have factory rebates up to $1,000 and co-op rebates up to $1,000, so that's up to $2,000 in rebates to help make a new system more affordable.
Combine that with no down payment, 0% interest financing, a 10-year warranty, and lower utility bills. You can't afford to wait and let this deal expire.
In October, our business starts slowing down, so we also have low off-season pricing. So don't be reactive, be proactive. Don't wait till your system breaks down and forces you to make a quick decision.
For a limited time at United, get low off-season pricing and fall rebates. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I'm Alexa. Would you like to win an Amazon Echo from Blue Water Broadcasting?
Blue Water Broadcasting is teaming up with Gulf Coast Supply to give away the Amazon Echo.
We'll be playing the name game.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo.
Gulf Coast Supply, a leader in the metal roofing industry for two decades, is opening a location in Montgomery.
Listen to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the jaggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
9 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, I liked Amy Winehouse.
No.
Did I get kicked
Never would have figured that one out.
Did I get kicked off the station one time for this? 272-9228 is the telephone number.
Wretched.
If you want to get it, I'm going to read everybody a text message I received yesterday. If I can find it. Let me scroll. I thought I clicked it. Click.
Please stop playing Amy Winehouse.
No. Here is what the text message is. Ready? Just so y'all know, I had the special today at Midtown. It was the best special they've ever featured.
That's saying something now.
Yeah, I'm about to have it in about an hour and a half. When I read this description, I get so hungry. That's why I'm not doing the special description during the 9 o'clock hour anymore. I'm doing it like closer to 11 so that I only have an hour to go after I get out of here. This special is absolutely unbelievably fantastic. What if I told you could get sautéed chicken and mushrooms, but not just sautéed chicken and mushrooms, tossed in a sun-dried tomato pesto cream sauce, and you pour that bad boy over some bow tie pasta and top it with Parmesan and parsley. Sun-dried tomato pesto cream sauce over bow tie pasta topped with Parmesan and parsley. That alone would be enough, but you still get the chicken and the mushrooms on top of that.
Yeah, and they don't use that sawdust for Parmesan.
Real Parmesan. Yeah. So, guys, go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's the pasta of the week. Everybody I've talked to that's had this pasta of the week.
That does sound good. I love some sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, my goodness. So sweet. You know what I do? Sometimes I get the cherry tomatoes or the grape tomatoes. People grow them in their yard, and I have too many, and they'll give me a bunch of them. Cut them in half. Just a little pink salt on them. Just a few little morsels on each one. Don't overdo it. And then put them in the oven at about 250 and let them cook. Sometimes, depends on how much moisture they have in it. It may take an hour or more. Maybe take 2 hours until they get into like sun-dried little pieces, little halves. You eat them like candy. I mean, they because all the sugars crystallize and all the moisture flies out of it and all the sulfurs and anything that might give it a little sour flavor, that all evaporates out of it. And you're just left with that sugary with just a hint of the salt in that sun-dried tomato. That, my friends, is a healthy snack, and it's delicious. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got strombolis. They got calzones. They got everything. And they got everything.
That goes together, too. I do a thing where I take a chicken breast and split it in half and then stuff it with sun-dried tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I might throw some prosciutto in there with it.
Ooh.
Or just, you know, some provolone cheese.
Yeah.
And wrap them up in some bacon and cook them slow on the grill.
Ooh.
Hot to mighty dang.
That sounds really good. I might have to fire the grill back up.
It really is.
I might have to get the grill out. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location, right here in Midtown Montgomery. For those tuning in, who is that sultry, sweet, sensational voice? That's 84. That's 84.
Really?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If you're thinking that, you need...
You need
some help. I might look into a counselor or something.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Very good. You were advertising for a lady that did mortgages a while ago, and you gave the number, and I cannot remember, or I didn't put it down. Can you repeat that number for me?
Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Here is the number.
567-4223.
4223. Thank you very much, sir. May the Lord bless you with a good day.
Certainly.
Thank
Man,
you.
What a polite guy that guy was.
He was nice.
567-4223.
Willie Mays, Michael Jordan.
I don't understand.
Right. 42-23.
It was Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson,
Michael Jordan.
What am I thinking?
You know, 42 is now retired from Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
you can't wear it.
They have Jackie Robinson Day.
Now, here is, and everybody wears 42.
Everybody on the field's got 42.
April 15th. Here is my question to you. Who was the last player in Major League Baseball to wear 42?
Now, here's my question to you. Who cares?
Oh, that's a great trivia question. It's a Hall of Famer.
I have no clue.
Mariano Rivera. When Mariano Rivera retired, they retired the number 42 from all of baseball.
Okay.
He was the last one they allowed to wear it.
Okay.
That's right. 272-9228. 272-9228. Someone said we got to teach 84 how to say some Italian words. He knows how to say them.
I can speak Idlish.
He says them in Pentlalian. That's exactly right. That's what happens. The FBI reportedly investigating Harvey Weinstein. Let me say something real quickly about this because I'm not amused with this story. And I didn't want to cover it in too much detail, but I do want to say one thing about this Harvey Weinstein story. I heard someone yesterday trying to treat Gwyneth Paltrow as a hero for coming out and saying negative things about Harvey Weinstein. And I'm not making light of anything that happened to Gwyneth Paltrow, any of these other, may turn out to be hundreds or maybe even thousands of women that were assaulted by this pig. All right, I'm not making light of it. But Gwyneth Paltrow had an opportunity to cut this off earlier and save hundreds or even thousands of women from getting sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein. Because her story goes back to before she made the movie Emma, when nobody knew who Gwyneth Paltrow was. Nobody. And if she had said something at the time, how many other women might have been saved from this guy? Again, I'm not saying that she's a bad person for not saying it. Everybody's got their reasons why they don't say things. But to come out now and say something after he's busted and say, oh, yeah, he did it to me too, that doesn't make you a hero. It just makes you a fact witness. You know, you're just pointing out something that happened to you. Tragic, terrible, shouldn't have happened. Guys like this should be dealt with. But, you know, I know I have a feeling why I know she didn't say anything. She made hundreds of millions of dollars after that picture. She won Academy Awards. She's rich and famous, and I just wish somebody along the way had spoken up earlier, because this man assaulted a lot of women. I mean, a lot of women, and a lot of those could have been prevented if somebody had just spoken up along the way. That's the only thing I want to say about it.
I don't stories like this, I really have mixed emotions on, because I can see, using Gwyneth Paltrow as an example, you know, when she was unknown, if you come out and do something like that, do you end up getting blackballed and then you never work again?
Sure.
And then nobody believes you because they're like, well, this is just some, you know.
She's upset she didn't get the part.
Yeah, she's just mad she didn't get the part. So it's, you know, the old casting couch deal is, it's
tricky. It's a nasty part of Hollywood, you know. But
I would hope that if something, you know, were to happen to one of my children, one of my girls, I would hope they would have the wherewithal to say, hey, this is wrong, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, damn the consequences, you know, but this is what happened.
Well, I just wish other people hadn't gotten hurt along the way and had one or more of these people stood up and said something. There is a little ironic twist to this, though. Ben Affleck came out and gave a real rousing rebuke of Donald Trump during the election, saying he's a pig and he shouldn't talk to women that way. And now Ben Affleck is having to apologize for assaulting his own women. I think there's some irony and humor in that. So anyway, it's 11 o'clock, guys. We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to join us during the third hour.